everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back to Growing with the Flow. And happy Monday. I hope you're doing well. Today is actually my first day of school. I'm recording this the day before. And I thought, what time is more apt than to record an episode all about the Sunday scaries than my day before going back to university? This is the first time I will have studying to do in, I actually typed it into Google to like work out how many days. Tomorrow is 500 days exactly since my last exam, which is so weird because it's like exactly 500 days, but also just because that's such a big number and just a really long time to not have been in not only academics but not in a full-time job, not really having like a to-do list. I've posted videos and podcasts, but definitely not even as much as I did when I was like, for example, in third year. So I've had a lot of time and I think it feels really good to be going back. But obviously I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, shit. Like, you're going to uni tomorrow. So I woke up in kind of like a panic, but right now it's 7 PM the night before and I'm feeling pretty positive and like chill. So yeah, let me take you back because I haven't posted in 2 weeks, I think. So we've got some things to recap. So I went to Greece. I'm pretty sure I posted that. I'm pretty sure I spoke to you just before I was going to Greece. And I have never gone on a holiday with worse weather, especially Greece in, it was the first week of September. So really you should be kind of like, not guaranteed good weather, but close. There were actually a lot of floods and stuff, so this is like genuinely like the smallest problem ever. That holiday we spent a lot of time just like chilling and we watched Pitch Perfect 1, 2, and 3. I feel like when you watch 3, that's when you know you've kind of hit a low bar, because I've actually never seen it before. I don't think any of us had. We just watched 1 and 2 and were like, I guess we should watch 3 now, but I wouldn't recommend watching 3. It was not a good time, but I enjoyed 1 and 2. We also watched Divergent. We were really in like a 2014 era. We played a lot of Monopoly Deal. We played some Bananagrams. Rihanna also brought this Agatha Christie card game that her mum, I don't know, but that was also quite fun. Yeah, we just had like really chill time. We did have a few, we had like one evening of good weather, and then the morning before we flew home, we also had nice weather, so we did some stuff then. But for the most part, we were just chilling, to be honest, and which is always nice, but yeah, it wasn't the best weather. Then I came home for a weekend and then I went to Cornwall, and Cornwall was unbelievable. We had such good weather, so I guess you win some, you lose some. And yeah, it was a really, really nice trip. Me and my brother went just us to see my grandparents. We normally always go as a family. We've never actually gone without my parents, so that was really interesting. But basically there wasn't really a date that we all, I think we all just dropped the ball a bit. Like, no one, it needs to be planned kind of far in advance for all four of us to be available and stuff. And that's just not the way it worked out. So it ended up just me and Kishan going, which was actually really nice. It meant that I drove though. And I have a newfound respect for my dad because he always does the driving on long trips. And it was so boring. And I listened to podcasts and stuff, but it took us like 6 hours-ish to drive there, which is fine. It's not that bad. And I know if you're listening from like America or something, you'll be like, that's not a far drive. Like, I don't know. But here, that is a long drive. And on the way there, it was like really chill, to be honest, like pretty fine. But it was the fact that then 2 days later, I had to do it again. It was like, I'm bored of driving because I've just done this drive. Yeah, I recorded, not recorded. I downloaded some podcasts to listen to on the drive, but it was pretty boring. And my brother, classic, fell asleep for like most of the drive. He's just like that. To be honest, it's fine.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I was really worried about his snoring on this holiday because we have gotten into maybe like 10 arguments in our life. Like, we get on really well. Okay, no, to be fair, we bicker, like, as in, like, we, you know, just how siblings are. But we haven't gotten into many, like, proper arguments ever, because I feel like everything's just quite lighthearted. We get on well, we're like quite similar, so we bicker all the time, but we definitely don't have like heated arguments, except for about his snoring. This is a one topic that like is honestly make or break. And when we go on holiday as a family, obviously me and Kishan always share a room, and until like a few years ago, maybe like 5 years ago, this wasn't a problem. Before he was like a proper adult, I guess. Like, you know, 8-year-old boys don't snore, really, do they? I don't think so. But yeah, and he started snoring, and it genuinely, I don't even know, he has a girlfriend, I just don't know how people like her cope. Like, if your partner snores, what do you do? Like, that's just ruining your sleep. I just don't get how you get through that. Anyway, so when we've gone specifically to Cornwall before, but we also, like, we went to Manchester recently for his graduation, and it's always like, oh my god, will he snore, will he not? Because the issue is that in the morning, neither of us have slept well because of the snoring. So we're both in a cranky mood, and we're also in an argumentative mood, because I'm mad at him that I've not slept well, but he's mad at me, because when he snores, I, like, often will, like, tap him, or like, you know when you hit someone that's snoring to like wake them up, not hard, but like, I don't know, just to like bring them to consciousness, and then they stop snoring. So I do that, because I can't sleep through it. He is so loud when he snores, it's so annoying. So I'll do that to like wake him up, and then I've not slept well because he's snoring on and off. Like, I'll wake him up and then he'll start snoring like 10 seconds later, that sort of thing. So I'm not sleeping good, but he's also not sleeping well because I'm hitting him throughout the night. And then we're both in a really bad mood, and we're both mad at the other person, because it's like, you've caused me to have a bad sleep. And to be fair, I do see his side, because it's like, what is he meant to do? Like, I would find it so annoying if I was in a deep sleep and someone just kept waking me up for no reason, which I'm sure is how it feels to him. But it's just annoying, to be honest. And I see both sides, and there's not really a solution. I don't know. I feel like my dad is a big snorer, and my mum has given him every trick under the sun, every medication, every like little like hack you see online to try and get the snoring to go away, and nothing has been successful. So I'm yet to find like a family solution to snoring. But yeah, I'm just glad that I don't snore. But he actually didn't snore on this trip. That's what's the whole point of me telling you that, is because I was like, oh my god, we're going on a holiday, just the two of us, if he snores this is not gonna go well. But he didn't snore, we didn't bicker, we didn't argue the whole trip. It was really, really fun. We actually got really nice weather. So the first full day that we were there, we went to the beach, and that day it was a little bit overcast and like rainy. But so, and we were at the beach, and I was like, oh, I'm pretty cold, because I'd worn a summer dress even though it was like mid-September, but I'd just done it anyway, and I was a bit chilly, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I should go in, like, I'm pretty cold already. But it was so good. As soon as I got in the water, I was like, oh my god, it's so warm. I think it's because I had been in the water a couple of times, maybe just once in Scotland this summer, so I was kind of picturing that, because it's like UK water, but obviously the English Channel is so much hotter than, it's the North Sea, right, that you get in Scotland. So yeah, it was so much warmer. It was actually really like, it was like nice and refreshing, really like comfortable. I could have stayed in for ages. So we swam around, played in the waves, and then the following day we went and hired surfboards, which was so fun. We used to do it a lot when we were kids. Like, I've gone to Cornwall twice a year, every year, like, for my whole life, because that's where my grandparents live. But we always used to, in the summer, like, if it was a good weather day, hire surfboards. And Kishan had not done it for, like, maybe, like, 10 years. We did stop doing it when we were, like, 12 or something. But I went in Bali, so I've had, like, a little bit of practice. But we just hired some boards, and it was really, really fun. I love surfing. I'm not very good. Like, I can stand up, but that's kind of it. But I just think it's so fun, and it's such like a good, I don't know, I feel like afterwards you just feel really like satisfied in yourself. It's like a good workout, and you kind of feel like you've achieved something, because normally you start off kind of rubbish and then get a little bit better. So yeah, that was my time in Cornwall. I drove home on the Thursday, I think, and then on the Friday I literally woke up and moved to this flat. It was a very quick turnaround, and I don't think I really gave myself time to, like, I don't know, think about the fact that that was me moving out. Like, And I'm not moving out. I am moving out for uni, but it's a 12-year course and I anticipate not, you know, I anticipate to like continue living in London after that. Did I say 12-year course? 12-month course? I don't know. Normally when I've moved out in the past, it's for undergrad. So I know that I'm coming home for the summer. I know that I'll probably have a lot of time at home over Christmas and Easter. But for this, it's like, this is it. Like, I don't know. Obviously, I could definitely go home for a prolonged period of time. But as of right now, I've not really got that. Like, that's not the plan. And I don't think I'll move home again for like months on end, like maybe a week or two here and there. But I really don't anticipate like moving home properly. So yeah, it does feel quite different, to be honest. And because I just sort of woke up and left like straight away, it was, I don't know if I really thought about it. My cat, one of my cats gave me the best cuddle the night before though. I was kind of like, oh my God, I'm gonna miss you. But it is so close. I feel like it's really different because when I moved to Edinburgh, it really was so far away. And it was also really isolating because I didn't have any friends from home going. So I didn't know anyone in like the whole country. But this is like, I can see friends from home really easily and just even like my parents and stuff as well. Like literally that day, my mum had something on in London. So afterwards, she met me for a coffee, like literally the day that I moved in. So it was kind of perfect. And I think that's going to be the vibe going forward, which is really nice. Today's Sunday, and that was last Friday, I think. Yeah. So I've been here around 10 days and I'm having a really nice time. I'm really enjoying it. Obviously, I found this flat on Spare Room. I don't know if I have spoken about that, but oh no, I have because I talked about the viewing. I found the flat on Spare Room, and so I don't really know the girls that I moved in with, but I did catch a good vibe at the viewing. Oh yeah, I have already spoken about this. Basically, the room was pretty small, but a great location, and like it was small but like fine. But when I went to the viewing, I really liked the girls, and I kind of thought that was the most important, not the most, but a big factor for me. Like I really think the people I live with, it's like a big part of your experience. And because I knew I was going to be moving in with people I didn't know, because I don't have any friends that are currently looking for a flat, it was quite important that the people I move in with are people that I feel good about. And it's going really well. So I'm happy. I feel like that's like the most important thing to me. I've done a lot of work on my room and I'm happy about it. I think it looks really good. I think I'm going to do a vlog of my first week. So I probably will edit that next weekend, or I'm not sure. Yeah, probably next weekend. So if you like want to see a bit more of the room and stuff, I'll definitely include a tour in that video. I also have already uploaded a moving vlog with like bits of my room, but it's definitely not finished in that video. So I don't know, just if you're interested. But yeah, it's been really nice to be here. It's a small room, but I think I've done honestly really well with the space. It just came with the bed. So I've bought a desk, a chair, a shelving unit, a mirror. I've put like a rug down. I feel like I've changed the room quite a lot as well because I moved the bed. So it's looking quite different, but I'm feeling good about it. I think it looks really nice. And yeah, I think it's good vibes. I'm happy with everything. I put on some new bedding, which is gingham, and I got it from John Lewis. So it's like kind of nice. Well, it is nice. It was kind of expensive. It was really expensive, actually. I really want that Piglet in bed bedding. But it's literally like 300 quid and I just can't even imagine spending that amount of bedding. The one that I got from John Lewis is £75, which was genuinely like so hard to spend on bedding. Like that is so much. But I do think good bedding makes a big difference to my sleep, and also it lasts better. So I kind of think if I can make this last twice as long as £30 bedding, it's like it's even, you know. So yeah, and the gingham looks really good. I think, yeah, overall the room's looking good. There's still some things I want to buy. I need to get a plant. I do have a plant at home, so I'm going to try and get one of my parents to bring that to me. But overall, feeling good about the flat. This week, I've kind of just like potted around. I did have like essentially freshers week this week. So I've kind of done a bit of like that sort of thing. But I've also kind of I didn't really want to do like go to loads of events every day. I definitely didn't want to go clubbing with like strangers. I don't really like clubbing. And I especially don't like it with people I don't know. Even just like loose friends, I don't really enjoy it. I need it to be like my best friends, or I just don't think it's fun. So I didn't go to any like clubbing events or anything. And I didn't even get FOMO. I feel like I didn't really even realize that like that was happening. I think London is just so different. If you did your undergrad in London, I'd love to hear about your experience because I just don't understand it. It's just so different and it's such a big city and everything's so spread out. And like, even if you live in halls, there's like lots of halls all over the city. I just don't understand. It feels so different. So I think I'm really liking it though for a master's because I want it to feel something new and like kind of like a step forward. So yeah, some fun things that I have done this week so far. I've been to Rihanna's flat twice. She's just moved in with her boyfriend and their flat is so nice. I think I'm going to just go around there every time I need like some space because it's so good. But yeah, I went around for brunch last weekend and then this weekend I went around and we made the best curry. We actually made the curry paste ourselves. I'm really proud of that. So yeah, I had a really nice time with her. What else have I done? I have been into uni a bit. I had a social on Monday, which was like drinks and meeting people, which I was really nervous for. And when I walked in the room, there were like 400 people there. So it was kind of overwhelming. And you just have to like enter the group on your own, which is quite scary. I did do it. And I met some really nice people. Everyone that I met seems really, really nice and very friendly, quite cool. Like everyone was seeming like a cool vibe. So I think I'm excited to like see people and meet the people on my course this week coming. But yeah, I had a nice time at the social. I met my mentor, which is like someone from uni that you like talk to about like well-being and stuff. And he was nice. Is that it? I also had to go and show my passport to get my student card, which was honestly like a military operation. I felt like I was at the airport. Like I had to show my passport to like 5 different people and like sit down at like a little consultation table. We did not have that in Edinburgh. It was very legit. But yeah, that's all I've done at uni, I think. Oh, I had to pick all my courses and submit them. Just getting used to like a new online system. I think it's Moodle is the main thing that you use. But at Edinburgh, I'm pretty sure it was Blackboard. Obviously, it's like all covered in like Edinburgh's like a logo and stuff. So I don't actually know what it was called, but I think it was just like a different interface and getting to learn a new one. It's like the kind of thing that will only take you a week. And like next week, I literally won't even like blink an eye. But right now I'm like, where are my courses? Where is like the info? Like I'm so confused at the system. So it's coming along slowly though. I feel like I'm getting it. I had to pick my courses and then I had to choose my seminar groups, which we didn't have to do in undergrad either. We just got allocated them. And if you didn't like the time, that was too bad. So yeah. I've written out my timetable and stuck it on my wall as well, which is cute. And then I also spent some time today doing some reading. So technically I did do uni work today. So kind of this is the first day of uni rather than the last day of the gap year. I don't know, it's kind of both. But I'm honestly preferring to think about it as the first day of uni because if I think about it as the last day of my gap year, it's like, oh my God. But if it's the first day of uni, then it's like, okay, I've already done the first day. That's fine. But yeah, because I have lectures tomorrow, they set us reading to do in advance for the lectures. So I've done those. And I'm actually doing things on Notion. I always used to be a paper and pen kind of gal for like uni notes, but I realized I'm living in the like stone age and I do need to move on. I just like it. I like writing and like highlighting and I like doing it by paper and visually, I'd much prefer to like look at a page of A4 than at my laptop screen when it comes to like revising and stuff. But I just felt like there's so many downsides to doing it on paper. Like you can't edit things. If they're like talking too fast, you can't then come back to it because you don't have much space to leave. I don't know. It's just like, to be honest, it is just the worst system. But I'm trying to learn Notion. I did do some Skillshare classes on it, but I'm just trying to like figure it out. I've like done my little setup. I've done for something very simple to be fair, so nothing crazy. But yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment. I think it's looking good. I feel good about it. It's nice. I also like how you can like, this is obvious, but like put in links and stuff so I can link directly to like, you know, if I'm writing about, like I did some readings today, so if I'm summarizing them, I can have a link straight to that reading and stuff like that, so I don't have to always go through the course guide to like find stuff. I don't know, I'm feeling good about that. But yeah, tomorrow's my first day, which is really scary, I think, but also kind of good. I kind of think I'm really excited for this degree and like for this chapter, but anything new is scary. So it's like, yes, I'm scared. But once it's begun, then everything's going to be okay, is the vision. I think that's the vibe. So tomorrow I have two lectures, key issues in development and poverty. This semester I am taking only one optional course, and the next semester I get to take three. So I think next semester I actually have less on, if I like understand correctly, but I'm not sure, to be honest. You never really know till you get into these things. But yeah, other things this week I've done, I went to Regent Street to try and find some homeware bits. I needed a lamp. For the first 8 days here, I was using a candle at night. So like, I was reading by candlelight. I was like, if I was watching YouTube in bed, I had a candle on, which is fine. Like, on the days where I was hanging out with my flatmates until like 10 or 11, for example, it's fine because there's only a couple hours before bed. But some days, like, everybody was out, so I'm literally just sat with a candle from like 9 p.m. and I was burning through that thing, let me tell you. I did use a plain one that was like a pound, so it wasn't like, you know, the worst thing ever, but I'm glad to have a lamp now. I think I just want a plant and then just some other like wall decor, I think is the vibe I'm going for. But yeah, today's episode is about the Sunday scaries. And this concept, I feel like, has probably been around forever or definitely under capitalism. And it's something that I don't think I've actually experienced too much. But today, when I woke up, I was like, holy shit. And genuinely, this episode came to me as soon as I wake up. I was like, woke up and I was like, oh my God, I have had 499 days off. I've had a 499 day weekend. And tomorrow is the end of that weekend. And I was like, oh my God. You know when you wake up and it's not like a, oh, like waking up, it was like a, like, oh my God. You know, when it's just like, you like jolt up. Tomorrow is the end of a 499 day weekend. Like, that is crazy. Well, I guess tomorrow is the end of a 500 day weekend. So it was a bit like, oh my God, shit. And I definitely had a feeling of like, oh my God, the Sunday scaries, they're here. It's, I also kind of have a feeling of like the September scaries, because September is, you know, if you're on academics, a time for like going back to school, going back into routine. It's also a time, you know, no matter what you're doing, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, Southern, I actually don't know which hemisphere is which, that's so embarrassing, but if you live in the one that I live in, it's also going into winter. And you know, especially like here and a lot of countries, we get really like early sunsets. I think the sun will set at like 4 at points, which is so annoying, and it will rise at like 9, so you really don't have any time. And you know, if you work 9 to 5, which are, to be honest, ideal at, like, you know, that's the minimum, you're not seeing the sun at all outside of that. So yeah, it's just a bummer, and I think it affects everyone, to be honest. I know a lot of people struggle like severely, but I do think it really does affect everyone. Like, there's, I can't imagine that not being a problem, because like, scientifically, you need the light. So the September scaries, the Sunday scaries, like, September to me is like cozy, it's cool, it's like you're just getting into something new, it's a new vibe. But at the same time, it's also scary because you are going into like something new, and things that are new, change in general, the unexpected, you don't know what it's going to be, you know. And even if you've done it before, you know, it's like you're in whatever year at school and you've done so many school years before, but you never know what this school year is going to bring, you never know what this academic year is going to bring. And I just find that like kind of scary. In school, I definitely got the Sunday scaries a little bit, not because I was anxious about school. I actually had a really positive school experience for the most part, which shocks me, to be honest, because I would say I'm quite an anxious person, but I did have like quite a positive experience. But I think just because I was so busy, like, I did sport outside of school quite a lot, and I also, once I turned 16, I also worked quite a bit outside of school. So on a Sunday, even though I'd like, you know, you work at the, I, because it was a part-time job, I would work at the weekends. On a Sunday, it was like, now I have to do this whole thing all over again. The place that I worked was a leisure, like a leisure center, and it shut at 6 on the weekends. So even if I was working on the weekend, I would still get like a nice long evening, and like, I would normally only do like 1 or 2 shifts max on the weekend. So, which is still quite a lot, to be honest, but either way, I feel like I'd still had quite chill weekends. And just the idea that you have to wake up on Monday and do it all again, And it's like, I only just achieved this week, you know? And then going into my gap year, actually, I honestly had no idea what day of the week it was. Like, genuinely no idea. And I know that's like so privileged and like crazy to say, but I really did have no idea what day of the week it was. The only way I knew is I went to the gym. When I wasn't traveling, I would be going to the gym. And sometimes I would go and be like, why is it so empty? Because I always used to go at like rush hour, which was so silly because I was free all day, but that was just my favorite time to work out. So I'd get there at like 5 or 6, and all the people from work would be going at that time. And some days it'd be like completely empty, like, what's happening? And it turns out it's like a Saturday night or a Sunday night or something, and people don't work out as much on those days. And that was how I knew what day of the week it was. Like, I genuinely didn't pay attention to it at all. I guess also I know when it's a Monday because I should be posting a podcast, but I really didn't like think about the days of the week, and I had no experience of like the scaries because there was nothing on Monday, you know, it was just another day. I also didn't really have the Sunday scaries in uni. I think because you get to make your own schedule a lot. Obviously you do have contact hours, but I wasn't usually in every day, and so it didn't really like, I don't know, it just didn't really affect me like that. Like, I would often be doing uni work on the weekend. Not all the time, to be fair. But, like, I never, to be honest, I just didn't do that much work. So it wasn't that something to be that scared for. But today I woke up and I was like, holy shit. I think especially because all my friends now have jobs. Like, everybody I'm friends with in London has a job. And almost all my Edinburgh friends as well. So I'm very much more surrounded by like people who are going to work tomorrow, and like that's the energy, that's like the people that surround me, and I think that does make an impact. So yeah, today my way out of the Sunday scaries was honestly to just like, I don't know, I think just like live the day. I know that's the worst advice I've ever given. I had to do uni work today because I only got my timetable on Friday, so I was gonna have to do work at the weekend this week, but I'm gonna try not to have to do that anyway going forward. But I think I was just scared to start my course, and once I did these readings it was like, yes, this is really easy. Like, I'm literally just reading something online and making some notes on it. Like, this is nothing crazy. But I was kind of like, well, if I can do this, then I can probably go and sit in the lecture tomorrow. Like, I don't have to interact with anyone, you know. I will probably try and speak to people because I want to make friends, but as in, it's not a tutorial. I don't have to like, you know, contribute. I just literally have to walk somewhere, listen to someone talk. Even if I don't understand a single word, I can come home, go through the slides on my own. I can, you know, just do my own thing. And then it's kind of like, well, if you think about it little by little, I do think I can do it. I don't think that applies to like the general Sunday scaries, but that was like my sort of mindset today. I also took myself for a swim, which was fun. Now that I live in a new place, it's like, oh my god, I don't know where the pool is, I don't know where the gym is, like everything's new. So it was my first time going to this pool today, and I had a really nice time. I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. I really like a pool where you can see the sky when you're swimming. Like, if you're doing backstroke, sometimes they have a window at the top and you can see the sky, and I really enjoyed that. I think that's very cool. Just watch the clouds and stuff. But yeah, I just tried to do little things. I made a nice meal as well. Okay, no. When I say a nice meal, I made some oven chips and like Linda McCartney sausages. So I had like a burger and chips basically. Also, how great is this? If you have not tried the garlic Peronese from Nando's, please try it. Like, please, please try it. I think it's amazing. Anyway, it's the vegan one that they have. Now, someone riddle me this. When you go to the supermarket, you can buy vegan Peronese, right? But it's not garlic. It's just vegan Peronese. However, when you go to the store, like when you eat in, you can't get plain vegan Peronese. It's not an option. But you can get garlic Peronese vegan. So it's like, what's happening? And the garlic one is way better. I want to buy a bottle of it. But as far as I'm aware, you can't. But I'm confused because when you eat in, that is the only one they have. I think maybe they do have it like inside the meals, but I'm pretty sure you can't like buy it as an add-on. But when you're in like Sainsbury's, they have vegan Peronese, which they don't. I want the garlic one at home, basically. Anyway, today I was walking, I just got off the bus after my swim, And I was walking past Nando's and I was like, oh, I love that dip at Nando's. And then I was like, wait, I should just go in and buy it now. So I went in, the guy was like, if you're here for takeaway, it's outside, because it's one of those ones where you like pick up the takeaway from a window. I was like, no, I haven't ordered anything. He was like, oh, have you booked a table? I was like, no, I haven't booked a table. He was like, well, why are you here? Sorry. I was like, can I talk to the cashier? He was like, okay, like, such a weird request. And he was just like, yeah, whatever. And I was just like, can I please just get the dip on its own? He was like, yeah. So I spent 95p on the dip and I think it was worth it. It really elevated my oven wedges. I had a really good meal, actually. And I've got dessert at the moment as well. I've got one of those chocolate pots. I can't remember the brand, but, and I've taken the lid off, but they're those really little ones, which I typically would be against. I hate things like bagel thins and like cauliflower pizza and stuff like that. And these look like that because the dessert size is really small. It's like almost the size of like a shot glass. However, I think that they are just genuinely really like decadent, and I could eat three. I'm not saying I couldn't, but you do, it's not like one is a ridiculous amount, because it does taste like really like dense. I don't even know, it's like kind of like a mousse, but it's not, it's like really, it's not airy, it's thick and like intense in flavor, basically. So I've got one of those for dessert, and just thought I'd record the podcast. So yeah, the Sunday Scaries. I put a little thing up on the Instagram. If you follow on there, it's growingwiththeflow_podcast. And if you ever want to be a part of like a future episode, that's where I put up like question boxes for submissions. So if you ever want to ask a question for a big sister advice or anything like that. So I put up on the story, do you experience the Sunday Scaries? How do you mitigate? How do you feel about the concept? Oh, okay, I really like this one. I try and remember nothing matters as much as I think. Then I binge Modern Family all night. This one is so good because I think for so many of us, you have the Sunday Scaries over something so minute. I'm also just realizing this episode really should have gone up on a Sunday, but I don't upload on Sundays. But anyway, it really is like, for example, I would be stressed about these lectures tomorrow, or if you have a job, you're stressed about a meeting, you're stressed about even the idea of like not being good enough at work, etc. But if you really zoom out, I often do think this, that it just isn't that deep. And in 6 months from now, are you even going to remember this day? Are you going to remember that meeting? Are you going to remember the lecture? Probably not. Unless it's literally one of the most significant things you'll ever do in your life, it's really highly likely you won't even remember it. And yes, if it went horribly, horribly wrong, you probably would remember it. But realistically, you know, you're going to just float by. Like, the lecture's going to come and go. I'm going to go in, listen to it and leave. I don't even have to say a single word. I just have to attend it. And I will not remember this day. And I won't remember that lecture. And I think it's kind of nice to know that, like, I'm just one of the billions of people that live on Earth, and I'm just going about my silly little day, and I'm not really making a big change or a big difference to the world, but I'm just doing little things that make me happy. And it's okay if tomorrow's a bad day, it's okay if tomorrow's a great day. Like, it's just, you know, nothing matters. Okay, and then secondly, she said, then she binges Modern Family, and I freaking love Modern Family. I've watched it so many times. It's actually one of the few shows in my house that like my whole family watch. And we have done from like very early stages of the show, like we watched the seasons as they came out. It's like always on the TV and we all love it. I just think it's so great. Who's your favorite character? I think mine is Hayley or Gloria. Gloria, I think, is the hero of the show, to be honest. I feel like she's the only reason that they all hang out. I just think without her, it would have been so easy for them all to drift separately. But I love her. I love Cam and Mitch. But they are so toxic, like so toxic, but it makes for like good TV. Who else? I love Alex. Yeah, Hayley's my favorite though, I think. Hayley and Gloria. What I don't get is people who, like girls who are like in love with Phil Dunphy. I don't see that. What is the appeal? He's so weird. Like the way he talks about Gloria, the way he talks about his own wife, just the way he like behaves around women, I find so off-putting. Yes, he's funny and like kind of like clumsy and like silly, goofy, I guess. I just don't get it, but I'm happy for you to love him. Somebody says, mitigate by trying to make the most of the day and not dwell. I think this is really important because if you work a typical job, you get 2 days for the weekend. So if you spend Sunday dreading the week, you've wasted half your weekend on dread. You know the quote that's like, oh, what is it? It's like worrying about something means you suffer twice. So if you spend Sunday, even if you have the worst week, 5 days, you're at work, you don't have a good time, you make some mistakes, you mess up, you know, whatever, 5 days of bad days, you then have the opportunity to have two good days on the weekend. And this is like, I know not everybody gets a typical weekend, but like whenever your time off is. And if you get those 2 days and then you choose to spend one of them feeling so shit and like almost emulating the feeling during the week onto your Sunday, that's such a waste of like your precious weekend, you know? And you also don't have to have the best weekend of your life, but I do think you deserve to like have those days to just not think about whatever it is you do Monday to Friday. Like your bare minimum, like a human right. So I do think it's nice to think about it by just making the most of the day. If it helps you to like plan things, like have a friend that you go and see on a Sunday, or like you have a walk that you do every Sunday, or if you like to like, I don't know, go to the gym on a Sunday with a friend or a partner or like whatever, like have like a little routine of something that you can look forward to. Or even, I don't know, if you get like a takeaway on a Sunday, or you make a recipe from a cookbook on a Sunday, like something that's just like a little bit special and fun to look forward to and focus on rather than on work. I think that's nice. Ooh, I like this. Baking something on Sunday is the best solution. Plus, you make yourself a little treat for the week. That is nice. I love baking. I've been watching Gilmore Girls, and I feel like Gilmore Girls and baking go together really well. I've been doing my paint by numbers and watching Gilmore Girls, and that is, oof, that hits good, that does. Like, really good. Warm bath, movies, try to take my mind off the long week ahead as much as possible. Oh, I used to have them all the time, and now I work in a great company, so not anymore. I love that. I do think for a certain, you know, to a certain extent, the Sunday scaries are about your mindset and like your, you know, if you have anxiety or like whatever. But it's also about whatever you do Monday to Friday. Like, are you happy in the job that you're in? And sadly, the way this shitty world works is that a lot of people aren't, and there's nothing you can do. But if there is something you can do, maybe the Sunday scaries are like, you know, a sign to try and like get a new job, apply to something that you might be more interested in or have more fun with. And I do believe that you could have the best job in the world and still get the Sunday scaries. Like, I just think it's like a mental job, a mental workout, but maybe it's also a sign of like, you know, your job being a bit shit, and that's fine. But if you want to change it, maybe give that a go as well. Oh, okay. Feeling lonely is the worst, and thinking about how others might be with their loved ones. I actually can relate to this. In first year, I found the weekends to be the worst bit of the week because I didn't have that many friends. I definitely didn't have any friends in my halls. So on the weekend, unless I actively put in work to meet up with someone, which I never did because I was not in a good headspace, but like, even if I did, it would only be for like, you know, half a day. So I spent the whole weekend alone, essentially. And I got really good at like taking myself out on like walks, like going shopping, like whatever. I always like did little things on my own, but I think it is normal to feel lonely on those days and jealous of like other people who maybe have like a family Sunday, or, you know, live with people like friends or a partner, and they get to like hang out together on a Sunday, and you know, they've got Sunday scaries, but they're all in it together. So I think living alone, or just like whatever you're, if you're like in a scenario where you spend a lot of time on your own, the Sunday scaries can be a whole different like ballpark, to be honest. But again, I think my advice would be to like hone in on those things that you can do on your own, like going on walks, taking yourself out, like, you know, free museum exhibition, whatever it is that you're interested in. Or like you go down the self-care route. Yeah, but I also want to validate your feelings, because I feel like it's very normal and probably common to feel like a bit lonely on a Sunday, because it does have that kind of like homey feel. Like, you see families out for walks in the park, and like if you're just like alone, it's like, oh, I'm just me. A lot of people just saying they like try and keep themselves occupied or focus on self-care, like hair wash day, a long bath, face mask, nail polish, baking, like meal prepping for the week ahead. I think Sunday is, it can be a really beautiful day, to be honest, because if you're gonna like socialize, typically I feel like for evening socializing anyway, that would be like Friday or Saturday, and then Sunday is a bit more of a chill day. Obviously you can do whatever you want anytime, but I think Sunday is a nice time to have like a nice cozy homey day, especially going into the autumn. Like, you know, we can like a movie night and like an early night, and you know, just nice little things like hot chocolate. So Sunday, lots of people saying they try and exercise on a Sunday. I actually really like exercising on Sunday. I think it depends with like your relationship with it, like if that's what you want. Maybe you do literally just want like a chill day off, but I really like exercising as like a, you know, something to like take your mind away from something. So I think it's a good day. Also, like, you go into the new week feeling kind of good. Okay, that's everything I have for this week's episode. Happy Monday, and I hope you're not having a shitty week. I hope you didn't have the Sunday scaries last night, but if you did, I'm sending good vibes, and I hope that, you know, this is going to be a good week for us. And if not, also know that it's going to be fine. It doesn't really matter. It's not that deep. Everything's going to be fine. It's just a silly little life on like a floating rock. So I think we're going to be all good. But yeah, thank you very much for listening to the episode and for tuning in. Wish me luck for my first week of school. Oh my God, I can't believe that. Like, I literally cannot believe it. But yeah, this time in 12 hours, I'll be waking up to go, the Sunday scaries. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye bye.